In this verse, Lord Vishnu is describing himself or the Paramatma. The Paramatma is always distinguished from the embodied soul as well as material world. Therefore, he has been described as Para. That Para, or Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Eka, meaning one. The Lord is one. Whereas the conditioned souls embodied within the material world exist in many varieties of form. There are demigods, human beings, animals, trees, birds, fish, and so forth. Thus, the living entities are not Eka, but many. As confirmed in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam Chetanam Chetananam, the living entities who are many and who are entangled in this material world are not pure. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pure and detached. Due to being covered by the material body, the living entities are not self-effulgent. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, is self-effulgent. The living entities, being contaminated by the modes of material nature, are called Saguna. Whereas Paramatma, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Nirguna, not being under the influence of the material modes. The living entities, being encased in material qualities, are Gunashrita, whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Gunashraya. The conditioned soul's vision is covered by material contamination. Therefore, he cannot see the cause of his actions, and he cannot see his past lives. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, not being covered by material body, is the witness of all the activities of the living entity. But both of them, the living entity and the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are Atma, or Spirit. They are one in quality, yet they are different in so many ways, especially in regard to the six opulences the Supreme Personality of Godhead has in full. Full knowledge means that the Jiva Atma, living entity, must know both his position and the Supreme's position. That is full knowledge. Om Agyan Tiran Syaganantana Jalaka Chakshuru Militaminatasma Shri Guru Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So today we have a verse from Canto 4, Chapter 20, the Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena, where Lord Vishnu is instructing Prithu Maharaj how to be detached from his sacrifice, that he wants to perform 100 sacrifices for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu. So, for all those like me, who are not coming regularly for Bhagavatam class, we will go a little bit behind so we can understand what's going on with this particular verse. So what is going on? It's actually that Prithu Maharaj, he wanted to perform 100 these whole sacrifices for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. But we can see in Karma Kanda, it is explained this yagya is actually the highest activities that we can do on this material platform. So naturally what happened? Lord Indra, he was very afraid for his position. So when Prithu Maharaj came to the 99 sacrifice, he was about to make 100. Then what happened? Lord Indra came disguised as sannyasi and he stole the horse and he ran away. And then Prithu Maharaj, he sent his son to get a horse back. But when his son came there, Lord Indra, he was dressed as a sannyasi, and then a son of Maharaj Prithu, he couldn't shoot an arrow in him because he was dressed as sannyasi. And then he took back the horse and Indra left, ran away. And then again they tried to do sacrifice, and again there was a big storm in the assembly of this fire sacrifice, and again Indra came and he stole the horse. And this time again Prithu Maharaj, he sent his son to kill him, and again Indra, he was dressed as sannyasi, and then he ran away. And it is explained from this, his cheating propensity, that he was dressed as sannyasi. Many sannyasis who are not bona fide now came from this actually pastime, you know, from Lord Indra's example. So then when Lord Prithu saw that these irreligious activities are going on, then he became very, very angry. And he himself, he wanted to kill Indra with his arrow. And then Lord Brahma came and he pacified the situation. He was saying to him, oh, you can see this is the destiny. Whatever you try to do, it's getting even more and more complicated. He's saying this is material solution. Whatever you are trying, it will become more and more complicated and more contaminated, you know. So he said, better stop now and just be satisfied with 99 sacrifices. And then when he was satisfied, he agreed with this, then Lord Vishnu came and Indra was hiding behind Lord Vishnu, you know. He was hiding and Lord Vishnu was, this is these instructions that actually Lord Vishnu is giving to Prithu Maharaj. How to perform your duties and at the same time how to not be attached to these activities. Because many times you can see result will not come. Although we put our best efforts and our best whatever skills and everything, result is not up to us. So Prithu Maharaj, he had the best skills, he could have done it. But somehow or other, by the providence, it was not happening. And Indra, he was hiding behind Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu was actually saying, these are like childish things. Don't be so much disturbed by all this, what is going on, these material desires. Because he was saying, even demigods, they have many, many unwanted material desires. We can see Lord Indra with so much jealousy and envy because he could take his throne. Actually, we can see Indra is not a specific like a man or a person. It's a post. Like for instance, you can see when there is a like president, you know, it's a post. So any man can come and take up the post and he can manage the whole country. Similarly like this, Indra, he can manage the whole universe. But for this post, they are fighting so much. And the same thing is happening on this planet Earth, the same principle. You can see when there is some like election for presidents or things like this, what comes out? This president is giving the worst thing. Oh, before 5 years, he did this, he did that. You know, all the worst things they are, you know, they are fighting, you know, for this position. The same material anarthas. So we should not think that if you go to the higher planetary system, there is something different. Just the situation is better because in Sattvaguna, it's better situation. But otherwise, it's material world. The same things are going on. The same envy, the same jealousy, the same lust, anger, greed, everything is there. We can see from this example. And also it is explained, Prabhupada is saying many times in Srimad Bhagavatam, the demigods, actually, that they are devotees of Krishna, but actually, who are they? They are Kanishtha Adhikaris. Devotees who are not so much serious about their own development of spiritual life, or going back to Godhead. And therefore, they worship Krishna, but at the same time, they are attached to position, to some particular position. And therefore, when they leave their body, if they generate karma, they can go to these heavenly planets. They can be some in charge, some demigod, because they will do nicely activities. They will do it really nicely for Krishna's pleasure. But at the same time, they are not so much focused on their bhakti. So therefore, he is advising Prithu Maharaj, don't be like Indra. You do your sacrifice to please me. You don't be, you know, that you know you'll get so much praise like this. You made 100 sacrifices. No, nothing like this. You just, you have to do what you are a king, so your duty was this. So this is how you express your bhakti to me. And in this particular verse, Prabhupada is saying, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining that this verse Krishna is saying about Paramatma. He is explaining the non-material self-effulgent, he is the reservoir of all good qualities, he is all-pervading, he is without material covering, he is the witness of all activities, he is completely distinguished from other living entities, and he is transcendental to all embodied souls. So in order not to be like attached to our activities and not to be attached to this material world, it's very important that we understand who is Paramatma, who are we, and what is going on, what is the situation around us. And we can see even in this purport of Srila Prabhupada, he starts the purport. By full cognizance, it is meant that one should know his own constitutional position as well as the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is beginning. And the end of purport is, full knowledge means that Jiva Atma, the living entity, must know both his position and the Supreme's position. This is full knowledge. So you can see Prabhupada is starting with the same and is finishing. So that means this is the essence of the purport, what we should try to understand from this verse. So it is explained in Lord Chaitanya is explaining that Vedas, they teach only three things. There's many, many scriptures, many things, but in essence there is only three things that are teaching. Lord Chaitanya is explaining that it's Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. This is the only thing. It's called Vastu Traya. Vastu means substance and Traya means three. So beginning of any action, you see it's like your idea. Like for instance, we are all situated now here in the temple room. But after we are going somewhere, isn't it? Everyone is going somewhere. He's going for prasadam, going for work or somewhere else. So in order to get there, this is like you have a goal where you want to go, but you have to know where you are situated so you can come. Let's say you're going to the city, you know, from here. You have to go to the city. So this is your goal, but first you have to know where you are, who you are and how you can get there. So you can get a train, you can go with a car, you can go and meet different things. So the same principle is in spiritual life. If you want to go back to Godhead, this is our goal. Krishna is saying like this. Lord Chaitanya is explaining this. This is a goal of all living entities. We have to go back to the spiritual world. So we have to know who we are actually. Not to be misidentified, some wrong identities, then the whole system will be wrong. If we are thinking that we are a bird and you want to go to the city, then you will think I will fly. But it will never work. You have to know I'm a human being. Okay, so I can take a train, I can go with a car, I can go walk, I can go with a bike, you know, different things like this. So similarly in this spiritual life, this Sambandha Jnana means who am I? That's why it's also explained in Vedanta Sutra. At Hato Brahma Jigyasa. First thing is you ask, first thing in spiritual life is who am I? What is the meaning of this world? Who is God? Things like this. Otherwise, it is explained, without this Sambandha Jnana, there cannot be pure devotional service. Just slide, like they're saying when you fly with the airplane. If you just go half of the grid of your direction, after some time you will miss completely, you know, you will be off of the target. So it is explained like this. Sambandha Jnana has to be clear and pure. Who we are, who is God, and what is this world, actually? Because we can see many, many... Like in India, for instance, there are smarta brahmanas, you know? And we don't have no problem with, like, brahmanas, they are paka brahmanas. They are first-class brahmanas. They do the best puja, they do the best kirtan, everything very nice. But because their sambandha jnana is off, this, what they are worshipping, the same deity, this, what they are doing, japa, is not considered devotional service. Why? Because they think Krishna, this form of Krishna that they are worshipping, is just temporary. It's not eternal. They are thinking Krishna is impersonal and just so we can focus our mind, we can worship this deity. But actually, this is not Krishna. So they are doing all this externally. It can look like devotional service, but actually it's not. You see? It's not devotional service. So this is one example how you can do, you know, like externally bhakti, but actually you're not doing bhakti if your this Sambandha Jnana is off. Then we can see, if you don't know who is God, you know, like also, there are many, many religions, actually, they don't know who is God. So it cannot be pure devotional service. It can be some religion, they are like stepping stones to Vaishnavism, but they are not pure devotional service. Like, for instance, in Christianity, there is some, it's called deism. They don't know because of they don't have low karma. So they cannot explain how bad things happen in this world, you know? Children, they are born and they are dying, innocent kids, they are war, their people are so hungry. So why is this if God is so merciful? So because they cannot explain this, then they separate completely God from material world. So then on the opposite side, they have a demon, they have a Satan. And they explain, Satan is in charge of material world and spiritual world. Who is in charge? God. And then it's okay, we can, but it's not. Sambandha Jnana is again off. Although they worship God and everything, it's not pure devotional service because it's not proper understanding. So we come to our own situation with Prabhupada and all acharyas.
Thank you.
They're explaining this Sambandha Gyan. So we know what it is. It's not a problem for us. But at the same time, many times because of our anarthas, we forget about this. So we do mixed devotional service. Because at the beginning, we are not thinking, you know, with a proper attitude. Because Sambandha, it will like if you read what is Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada is in beginning, he's saying that the essence of spiritual life is the attitude. This is how we actually progress. Is this, if you have right attitude, you can do this external, you're expert cook, you're expert kirtaniyar player, you're expert pujari. This will not, please Krishna. But our attitude is actually what we please. So if you have this right attitude, that you are a servant of Krishna. And your goal is to please Krishna. This is our position. So whatever you do, this, like when I start japa, I try to meditate like this. It's called sankalpa. First, you bring your mind, and then japa is devotional. Otherwise, it can be nama basa, it can be nama parada, you know. I mean, it is. It's not that it's, but at least I'm trying, you know, like this. So this can be like in any service, washing the floor, you know, anything. If you start with this, beginning, who am I? I am servant of Krishna, not this body. I am servant of Krishna, and these activities, what I'm doing, is just to please Krishna. Then it's pure devotional service. What is the problem? Because we cannot maintain this pure devotional mentality through all day long, you know, 24 hours. So that's why it's called mixed. So Jiva Goswami, they are explaining, when you come to Nishtha level, like 60% you are fixed on this. 40% is things still going on your material desires. But more and more you think about this devotional service is so strong that anarthas go away. And at the same time, if you are neglectful of this knowledge at the beginning, you can do devotional service for many lifetimes without knowing, you know? Just like it said, Agyata Sukriti. What is Agyata Sukriti? It's unknowing devotional service. So sometimes this is also a danger, you know, with coming spiritual life. I'm knowing everything. I'm not this body. This is for some new bhaktas, for a bhakta course. We need something higher, you know? But it's not. Without this understanding, Sambandha Gyan, that there is Kshetra and Kshetra Gyan. Kshetra means the field, and Kshetra Gyan means the knower of the field. So, actually, it is explained. Kshetra is this body, which is made of 24 elements. This is like Vedanta Sutra is explained. This is the same thing. We are thinking this is Jnana. Prabhupada didn't teach Jnana, but he taught it. We are not this body. It's the same thing in this Kshetra and Kshetra Gya, like Vedanta is saying. But sometimes we need to say like this so our mind can be fixed. Because as soon as we sometimes say we are not this body, our mind switch off. Oh, I know this, you know? I know this. So let's try to analyze this. I'm not this body, like Vedanta Sutra is saying. So you have this Kshetra and you have Kshetra Gya. So Kshetra means the field. Kshetra Gya means the knower of the field. So Kshetra basically means, like you said, 24 elements. This body is made, what we have. Body is made out of 5 main elements. And then you add 10 senses. And then you can perceive the sense objects. And then you have mind, intelligence, you have false ego, and polluted consciousness. So this is actually what is going on. So each and every one of us is this body is different how you perceive the world. Like for instance, it is explained, dog, he can see higher frequency that human ear cannot hear. You know, it's the same field, everything is the same around us. But we cannot hear this. So we are limited by this body. That's why we say Kshetra is a body, it's a field of activities, it's the body. Because although there's so many things around us, you cannot perceive it. Like for instance, one devotee, he was saying, he brought his parents to temple, he was brahmachari, and his father, he was like, he was building houses, things like this. So in construction, this was his, he was working this. So when his mother and father, they came in front of the deities, they were looking deities and everything, and it was very nice darshan, and then they went outside, and the son, he asked his father, so what do you think about the deities? And he said, what deities? I didn't saw nothing, you know. He just saw all these arches and all this. His mind was just focused on this. So he couldn't even perceive Radha and Krishna. So you see, what is your body, how is conditioned, this is what you will see. You cannot see other things, you know. This is your value, you know, like you walk down the street, the same street, you know. You walk with ladies, she will see the shorts. Boys, they can see, you know, like ice cream shops, you know. Ladies, she will not see ice cream shops. Boys, they will not see this, you know, these shops. A man, he will walk, he will see a car, you know, on the road. Lady, she will not see. Boy, will not see. It's completely, it's the same field. But according to our body, you see different situations. That's for kshetra is a body. And then there is explained in kshetra gyan. And that means the number of the field. And it's explained, you should not be identified with this body. Because we are 10,000 tip of the hair, very, very small particle of soul, you know. So basically we cannot do nothing. I cannot leave this book, you know. I have desire to leave the book, and then Paramatma, who is here, sanctions this, if it's according to my karma. And then the gunas, material gunas, they made this arrangement, and my hands can leave the book. Everything is like this arranged. It's only by the desire. So when we think that we are this field, then we come under the gunas. Then we have karma creations. It's like this. So basically, what is the like you said, the sambandha gyan is the essence how we can develop, like Prabhupada is explaining here, how you can develop your devotional service. There's no other way. You have to have everything right, like this. And then, like in the spiritual world, everyone knows who is Krishna, everyone knows who is his identity, but in the material world, we don't know what is our identity. We don't know who is Krishna, we don't know nothing. And then, like, let's say, for instance, there is some man walking on the street, and he doesn't know whose property is this, whose house is this. He just goes into house, he takes whatever he wants, he goes outside. What will happen? Police will come and they will put him in the prison. So similarly, if you have this wrong identity, wrong idea, when you go to the spiritual world, automatically you will put into material world, where you can learn all these things properly. You know, this is a place for practice. You know, it's a place of practice, but at the same time, what is the beauty of it? You can perform, although it's a place of practice, you can perform pure devotional service. Krishna doesn't mind. It's the same thing. You know, although it's not the best materials, it's inferior Brahman, it's not superior Brahman. But if you have right attitude, Krishna will take it as a pure bhakti. Like for instance, a kid, small baby is trying to walk, and he's not walking, he's falling, but he has nice intentions, and the whole family is, yeah, he's walking, look, he's walking. So Krishna is taking like this our devotional service. Although we cannot follow everything nicely, but because if we have this, how Prabhupada said, attitude, right attitude, Krishna will take it as bhakti. And you get the same benefits like you are in spiritual world. There is no difference. Therefore, we are doing all this preaching, we are doing puja, we are decorating nicely temple for people can come and they can be amazed by Krishna. Because this is the only service that we can actually do, perform. Like in spiritual world, everyone is Krishna conscious. There is no need for preaching. There is just no need. Everyone is Krishna conscious. And here, the only thing what we can be elevated back to Krishna and how to please Him is like this. Like we got the mercy, we have to share with others. So therefore, some of the devotees, they go outside on the street, they get flyers, they invite them to temple. Other devotees, they take care of them, they show them, they preach to them, so they become devotees. So it's an old system, it's all packed in one. If just one part of this is working, then no one can go back to that. It has to be, it's all on all levels, it has to be nicely maintained. But at the same time, like you said, it's very important to have this proper sambandha gyan. And then you can know what is the goal, and then whatever you do in between is pure devotional service. Yeah, let's say like this, you know, you're thinking you are body, and automatically what is your goal? Enjoyment. So whatever you do, you go to work, and you work, this is karma. Second example, you know I'm servant of Krishna, and I want to please Krishna. Therefore, I go to work, I work, and this work is what? Devotional service is the same activity. Activity is not a problem, only consciousness is a problem. So with this sambandha gyan, we can rectify our conditioned consciousness. That's why it's very important. Whatever we do, if we start in this way, it will purify so much. And then little effort will be so much like a bigger effort, you know, with a proper mentality. Okay, I will stop here. There are some questions or corrections, comments. Yes, Matej?
So, when we say samandhya, we said samandhya is relationship. So, would it be right to say samandhya is understanding our relationship with Krishna and therefore also Krishna and all creation and all the other Krishna's creation?
It's like four parts. You, Krishna, material world, and relationship of all these three things between, you know? So how you perceive Krishna, how you perceive, you know, material world, what it is it for your enjoyment, or is it, you know, to serve Krishna? So this is, so if you start with identity first, I'm Krishna's servant, then everything falls like a domino. Everything starts very nice. But if identity is different, I'm this body, I'm this, then, you know, everything is off, you go completely off. But if you start with this, you know, I'm servant of Krishna, whatever I do is to please Krishna, then everything is, you can deal with material world, you can deal with everything. It's no problem. Like this. Yes, Pablo?
I'm very sorry. I have some devotees. Paramatma is not Paramatma, actually. Paramatma is like Krishna. Like, so, can you speak something about this?
Paramatma, Brahman, Paramatma is Bhagavan. It's the same person. Let's say that you want to be rich, okay? You want to be a rich guy. So you go to some meeting, when some party where there's many, you know, some rich guy. And then you come there and you're just focused on all his, like, how you say it? House, all this, mansion, everything, cars, you know, you are just absorbed in this. You don't care about the person, you know? Or second, you come and you want to make business with this man and you don't care about his personal life, his character, his family, you just shake his hand and you want that he sign a paper. So like this, when Bhagavan, you see with material desires for sense enjoyment, you know, then you see him as Paramatma because he has to sanction him. Sanction this. Or if you see him with mukti, you know, this is bhukti and this is mukti, material desire. If you see him in this way, then he becomes impersonal. Because how you can enjoy all of this? You know, it's not possible. You have to neglect Krishna. Because it's all, if you come in someone's house, how you can enjoy his house? You have to neglect the owner. Otherwise, your illusion will not go on. You know, if you have to ask him, can I use this? No. So it's like this, Bhagavan is Paramatma and Brahman are included in Bhagavan. But according to our material desires, then he reciprocates in the form of Paramatma or Brahman. But in actuality, they are material concepts, Paramatma and Brahman. They are not themselves material, but the concepts are material. Because in spiritual world, there is no Paramatma, Bhagavan. Everyone is dealing with Bhagavan and his associates. It's like this. But only here because we want to, you know, like enjoy this world or we want because of these material desires. Bhagavan comes out, you know, like you have a light, you put some, I say, filter or something, the color comes completely different. So Bhagavan with this cover, you see him as Paramatma, you see him as impersonal God. You know? So he is Bhagavan. Is that okay?
Prabhupada
often uses the Acharyas. He is the same person. Okay. Granta Rajamad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Prabhupada ki,